Good evening and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Noblesville High School, the Mill, home of the Lady Millers. We welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity girls basketball game. Tonight, it's the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies as they travel to Noblesville to do battle with the Noblesville Lady Millers. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's ASO, that's Robbie Kendall, providing internet radio access for Putting Me In Sports since 2008. We do thank you for joining us tonight. We're missing 11 minutes, 32 seconds left in the pregame. We've got a rock and roll band to my right. They sound good. They are probably pretty loud. My wife is going to let me know if we can talk over the band. But we'll try to do the best we can. And we'll mention today's ball game is going to be brought to you by Jim Dandy Restaurant, Hope Jewelers there in Tipton, Chris Auto Sales and Service, Indiana Express Rentals, Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage, Runyon Truck Store, Powered Septic and Sewer, Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, Dean's Auto Works, they're in Cicero, and ATM Auto, they're west of Arcadia. We do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention, we'll talk a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about the visiting team on the scoreboard, the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. The Lady Huskies, they have a school enrollment back in Hamilton Heights of 731. Jackson Central became Hamilton Heights in 1965. The Lady Huskies are in Class 3A, sectional number 7. I take that back, sectional 24. There are 7s in their sectional. The sectional will take place at Yorktown High School. In their sectional will be the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, the Yorktown Lady Tigers, the Jay County Lady Patriots, the Delta Lady Eagles, the Centerville Lady Bulldogs, the Newcastle Lady Trojans, and the Franklin Lady Eagles. The principal at Hamilton Heights High School is Jared Mason. The athletic director is Kurt Ogden. The athletic department manager is Lee Ann Moffitt. Well, mention Hamilton Heights High School is located at 25802 State Road 19. That's Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. You can dial them up on telephone at 317-984-3551. On the web, it's HHSCHuskies.org. They were the colors orange, white, and brown. They performed in the Hoosier Conference. At the moment, there are 9 teams in the Hoosier Conference. In the East Division, they stack up like this. Hamilton Heights, they're 3-0. Western, they're 1-0. Northwestern, 0-3. And the Tipton Lady Devils are 0-3. In the West Division, Rensselaer Central, the Lady Bombers, 4-0. Twin Lakes, Lady Indians are 2-0. Central Catholic, the Lady Knights, are 1-0. West Lafayette, Lady Red Devils, are 2-2. And the Benton Central Bison, yet to play their first game. As mentioned, Hamilton Heights, currently 3 wins, 0 losses. They get to play a conference game out of the East Division. I will mention their first Hoosier East Conference game will happen on December 5th. That'll be at Northwestern. The head coach for the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies is Keegan Cherry. Keegan Cherry has 122 wins, 54 losses. He's working in year number 8 at Hamilton Heights. The next game on the agenda for the Lady Huskies, they'll play tomorrow evening. It'll be Saturday, November 11th. Jay County, Lady Patriots, are going to travel to Hamilton Heights, and they'll do battle with the Lady Huskies. 6 o'clock JV, and a 7:30 varsity start. We'll mention a little bit about the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference game night. We'll talk about tonight. There are three games in the Hoosier Conference. Hamilton Heights here at Noblesville at the 7:30 start. Seeger is at Benton Central, another 7:30 ball game. And Western is at Frankfort tonight, 7:30 ball game. Tomorrow, Saturday, there are eight games on the schedule for the Hoosier Conference. That's on the 11th. 7:30 start, it'll be Benton Central at Clinton Prairie. A 12 noon ball game, that'll be Delphi at Twin Lake. 7:30 ball game, Jake County and Hamilton Heights. 7:30 ball game, Knox is at Rensselaer Central. 7:30 ball game, Central Catholic is at Western. 7:30 ball game, Northwestern is at Tippecanoe Valley. 7:30 ball game, Tipton is at Burke Tudor. The final ball game, 7:30 start, West Lafayette will be at Kokomo. Now we'll talk a little bit about the Noblesville Lady Millers. Noblesville High School, they have a school enrollment of 3,234. Their first graduating class at Noblesville, I looked this up, 1876. They're class 4A, sectional number 8. There are 6 in their sectional. Their sectional will be played at Hamilton Southeastern. In their sectional, Westfield, the Lady Shamrocks, they're 2-0. Hamilton Southeastern, Lady Royals, along with the Noblesville Lady Millers, they're 1-0. The Fishers, Lady Tigers, the Zionsville, Lady Eagles, and the Carmel, Lady Greyhounds, 16. We'll mention the principal at Noblesville High School is Dr. Craig McCaffrey. The athletic director is Leah Woldridge. The athletic secretary, Bobby Davis. At the female, B-O-B-B-I, she was most instrumental for PutMeInSports.com. And we'll mention Noblesville High School is located at 1811 Cumberland Road. That's Noblesville, Indiana, 46060. You can dial them up by telephone at 317-773-4680. On the web, it's NoblesvilleMillers.com. They wear the colors black and gold. They perform in the Hoosier Crossroads Conference. There are 8 teams in the conference. They are Noblesville, Brownsburg, Westfield, Hamilton Southeastern, Fishers, Zionsville, Franklin Central, and Avon. The Noblesville Millers are currently 1 win, no losses on the season. That was a conference game. They defeated Avon. We'll mention the head coach is Donna Buckley. Donna Buckley has 230 wins, 122 losses. She's working in year number 16 at Noblesville. Overall, she's working in year number 24, 326 wins, 196 losses. She has coached at Fort Wayne South, Greenfield Central, and since 2009, she's been here with the Noblesville Lady Millers. We'll also mention in 2022, they became state champs. That's the Noblesville Lady Millers. Their next game will happen tomorrow. It'll be Noblesville at Lawrence North High School. That game will start, I believe it's a 7:30 start, but don't quote me. But look that up if you're going to make a trip. We'll also mention the Hoosier Crossroads Conference. Game night tonight. There's just one game, and it's this one. Lady Huskies of Hamilton Heights are here with the Noblesville Lady Millers. Well, 7:30 start. 2:40 left on the pregame and 7:30 on the wristwatch straight up right now. We'll talk about tomorrow. Tomorrow, Saturday, there'll be 9 games in the Hoosier Crossroads Conference. 1 o'clock, I should start 7:30. It'll be Ben Davis at Brownsburg. 1 o'clock tomorrow, it'll be Franklin Central at Morrisville. 7:30 start. It'll be Noblesville Lady Millers at Lawrence North. So that is a 7:30 start. 1:30 tomorrow afternoon will be Westfield at Lawrence Central. 1:30 tomorrow afternoon, it'll be Zionsville at Roncalli. Then there's going to be a four-team tournament. They're going to play each other. That'll be at Fisher's High School and Hamilton Southeastern High School. Two 11:30 contests. It's going to be Columbus East at Fisher's. Another 11:30 game. It'll be Elkhart at Hamilton Southeastern. And a 5:30 ball game tomorrow night will be Elkhart at Fisher's. And another 5:30 game will be Columbus East at Hamilton Southeastern. And we'll mention a little bit of football going to happen here tonight. Hamilton County football, two Hamilton County teams still in it. We'll mention at Sheridan High School tonight, it's going to be North Decatur Chargers at 9-3, going against the Sheridan Blackhawks at 9-3. North Decatur Chargers head coach is Mr. Steve Stern. Head coach for the Sheridan Blackhawks is Coach Larry Bud Wright. That's going to be a 7 o'clock start. It's already happening. We'll mention that's for the regional. Regional, and then last season, the same two teams participated in the regional. It was also at Sheridan last year. Sheridan took the loss last year. It was North Decatur 29, Sheridan 14. North Decatur fell the following week. They finished the season 13-1. Sheridan finished last year 11-2. Also, football tonight in Hamilton County. Hamilton Southeastern at 9-2. Are at Westfield tonight, 7 p.m. start. And then that's the 6A regional. So that's going to happen in Westfield. But during the regular season this year, week number 5 on September 15th, Westfield got the win over Southeastern, 30-28. Probably going to have a good one. And Hamilton Heights fans will mention Chittard, 12-0. They are at Delta tonight, going to do battle with the Eagles. Delta Eagles currently 8-4. We're going to hear our national anthem here. I'm sure we're going to hear a nice rendition played for us by the Noblesville Miller Band. And as we're being addressed by public address right now. And it's going to be a good ball game in front of us. Should be a good one. If you'd like to watch this game, you can watch it on the web at Hamilton County TV. That's hctv.com. Yes, that's hctv.com. You can turn it down or down. You can listen here. That's up to you. Or you can watch the game. We'll set this down. National anthem sounded marvelous. So they're going to introduce the starting lineups. We'll do the same. We'll start with the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. They'll start like this. Wearing number 2, 5'6" senior. She's averaging 7.7 points per ball game, 5 assists per ball game. That's Ella Hickok. We're having number three for the Huskies. 5 foot 6 inch junior, 10.7 points per game average, stealing the team 83%. 2 point shots, he's 5 for 6. That's Katie Brown. We're having number 10 for the Huskies. That's 5'10" senior, 22 points per game average. She got 35 versus Frankton. That's Cameron Runner. We're having number 23 for the Huskies, 5'7" senior, Cassidy Shakel. Cassidy Shakel shooting 38% from 2 point land. We'll mention also starting tonight is number 24, 5'9" senior, Meyer, 5'9" senior. That's Hadley Cherry. The head coach is Coach Keegan Cherry. Now for the home team on the scoreboard, the Noblesville Lady Millers. Lady Millers will start like this, wearing number 13, 5'9" senior. She averages 14 points per ballgame. She'll start tonight's ballgame, and then you turn the lights out on me. You got the flash right here. We'll mention, again, number 13, 5'9" senior, 14 points versus Avon. That's Ava Shoemaker. Wearing number 22, 5'8" senior. She got 10 points for Savon Wigan Wilson. Wearing number 23, 5'10" junior. She got 19 points. She led the Lady Millers versus Avon. She got 19. And she also got 14 rebounds. That's amazing. And also starting tonight's ballgame, number 24, 5'7" junior. She got 12 points for Savon and Kate Rollins. And winding out the lineup, wearing number 43, 6'2", it's sophomore. She got 11 points for Savon and C.C. Quigley. C.C. Quigley also got 9 rebounds. The head coach for the Lady Millers is Coach Donna Buckley. So they're finishing up the lineup for Noblesville. We'll get mentioned on Saturday, last Saturday, November 4th. Noblesville Lady Millers, their only game thus far. They defeated Avon at Avon 68-38. Hamilton Heights have participated in 3 ball games. Last Saturday, they played 2 in a tournament at Chase County. First game at noon, they defeated Charlestown 27-25. That final game that evening, 6 o'clock, the championship, they defeated the home team, Kenny's County, 54-46, and just past Tuesday, 2 days ago, on the 7th of November, the Lady Huskies defeated Frankton at Hamilton Heights. It was decisively. So we're going to jump it up right now. It's going to be Cameron Runner, 5'10", senior for Hamilton Heights. Going to jump it up against 43, sophomore, she's 6'2", C.C. Quigley. There's a whistle, toss is a little bit lopsided, picked up by Hamilton Heights. Picked up in the front court, lost the handle. Going to be tipped away, it's going to stay in the front court with Hamilton Heights. We're going to bring the ball back in bound side court. And the front court bailed it pretty close to the Millers bench. Tossed in by Hadley Cherry. Back court, Cameron Runner. She'll pass it right side behind the arc. Ella Hickok. Cross waves. They'll get it back in the front court. Tipped away and stolen by the Noblesville Millers. Cameron Runner got her pass tipped and deflected to the front court. First possession now for the Lady Millers. Out top of the basketball. They move the basketball 13, Ava Shoemaker. To the corner, 22, Reagan Wilson. They go to the bank side, they go to the other corner. Off the glass, 2-point shot, wouldn't go. Shot taken there by C.C. Quigley. Rebound, Noblesville Lady Millers. 7-18, just beginning first quarter. Varsity contest, Noblesville High School. Last year, they played in Hamilton Heights. Turnaround jumper, 2-point shot, wouldn't go. Rebound fought for Cameron Runner. Got a hand on it. She was deflected from defense from the backside off the shin of Cameron goes out of bounds. So they're going to bring it in right to the bucket on the baseline. Noblesville Lady Millers. to bring in Anthony 13, Ava Shoemaker. A year ago at Hamilton Heights, the Noblesville Lady Millers got the win over Hamilton Heights 49-38. That was a second-half battle. We're working around the perimeter. Out top of the basketball on the dribble, 22, Reagan Wilson. Being picked up there by Cameron Runner. So moving around the perimeter, they go to the right corner baseline. Meredith Pittner. She'll chase it off behind the arc. Three-point shot good. 22, Reagan Wilson. The 3-0 contest. They're trying to get across the timeline. Going to be stolen by Noblesville half court. They'll work it down low. Credit the bucket. C.C. Quigley for two. Credit the assist, 13, Ava Shoemaker. Going to be a timeout called by the Lady Huskies. We're going to take a 30-second timeout. 6:32 left here in the first quarter. 5-0 contest. Noblesville Lady Millers. We'll talk a little bit about the current stat leaders, Indiana High School girls basketball. Number one in the state, High Point Turner, she's a senior. Where's number 24? Ava Fielkowski, he's a 6'1 basketball player from Crown Point High School, 33.7 per game average. She averages 11.3 rebounds per game and 5.3 steals per contest. That's at a Crown Point. So we're going to inbound the basketball, Lady Huskies. Ball brought in, Cameron Runner. We're going to back and forth. Ella Hickok trying to break the press. Picking her up at half court. They'll get it back to Cameron. Out top, they get it to Ella Hickok. Back pedal dribble. So we're going to right side to the corner. Hadley Cherry back to Cameron. Behind the arc. She'll pass it, try to get it to the corner. Tipped away, a long chest pass. That's a long pass, and it was tipped again. Out of bounds this time by 22, Reagan Wilson. 6:11 on the game clock. 5-0 contest, Lady Millers. Brought in by Hamilton Heights, right of the bucket on the baseline. Hadley Cherry into Cameron Runner. She'll take a three-point shot, it'll rim around and fall in. Three-point shot good. Cameron Runner is 5-3. Millers in front, trying to break the press. Going to walk it across, going to pass it to the front court. Shot in the way, rimmed out, wouldn't go. 22, Reagan Wilson. Ball's going to come up. Rebound, it's going to be simultaneous. They're going to call a foul on the Lady Huskies. Wow. The little whistle is foul on Ella Hickok. She has one. Team has one. Right of the bucket on the base. On the bring it in down low. Quigley. Quigley gets clobbered. Going to be another foul. She couldn't get the shot up off the backboard. And then she's going to get two free throws here. And they're going to whistle this foul on Ella Hickok. She picks up a quick second foul here in the first quarter. 5:51 left. First shot is good. It's 43-60 Quigley. Just a sophomore, 6'2". Second shot on the way, it's good also. 7-3 ball game. Lady Millers by four. Lady Huskies in the backcourt trying to break the press. Cameron Runner, double team, to spin back, gets rid of it out top of the circle. I should say center circle. Break the press. Ella Hickok. Cameron Runner behind the arc tries to throw a quick pass. Left side, Katie Brown. Katie Brown in the ball game. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Millers. In front of the Millers bench, Katie Brown brings it in, tosses it to the backcourt. Ella Hickok works it right side. Cameron Runner, crossover dribble. So we're going to see the corner. 3-point shot, Katie Brown. Short off the mark, wouldn't go. Rebound, Noblesville. At 13, Ava Shoemaker. She'll bring it to the timeline. She'll cross the timeline and work it right side out beyond the arc. She'll work it left side to the hands of Reagan Wilson. They'll go to the corner with it. That's Ava Shoemaker back out top deep in the front court. Shoemaker going to take a three. Right elbow extended. It's good. Shoemaker for three. She's now 4-for-9 on the season. Started the game at 38%. They say 35% is good shooting for three-point land. Hamilton Heights breaks the press. They'll bring it back out top. Ella Hickok. It's tipped away. Cameron Runner going to track it down. She's going to bounce it. Ball's going to be on the surface there. They're going to fight for it. It's going to be a jump ball. An alternate possession arrow is going to give it to the Millers. Lady Huskies got the opening tip. In the ball game for the Lady Huskies is number 25. That's Kennedy Cherry, 5'8 junior. Taking a breather is 23, Cassidy Schakel. 4:36 on the game clock, first quarter. 10-3 ball game, Lady Miller. Still working down low from CC Quigley. Quigley got the bucket. Credit the assist at the 23, Meredith Kipner. 12-3 contest. Lady Huskies to the front court. They'll throw the ball away on a chest pass. Katie Brown dishes it up ahead on the chest pass stolen by 23, Meredith Kipner. They take a shot. Wouldn't go. Ball's loose. Picked up in the front court. Excuse me, in the back court. Hamilton Heights right there in the paint of Noblesville Miller. They go to the corner. Three-point shot. Katie Brown. Shot off the mark. Wouldn't go. Saved from going out of bounds by Kennedy Cherry. Gets it to Katie Brown. Back to Cameron. Cameron out top will get the ball back from Katie. She'll work it into Ella Hickok. Defense is strong by the Noblesville Lady Millers. From the baseline, two-point shot with go. Katie Brown rims off. Rebound, Noblesville on the dribble. Front court 22, Reagan Wilson. They're going to be an offensive foul. Reagan Wilson going to get a little push off and hit the deck. Lady Husky. And Reagan Wilson going to pick up the first foul on the Lady Millers. She's got one. Taking a breather right now is number 24, Kate Rollins for the Lady Millers. In the ballgame is number 10, Brooklyn Grayson. She's a 5'5 junior. 3:28 on the game clock. Pass to the front court. Outside the arc, Katie Brown. Back to Ella. Hickok. High pass, hard to handle. Cameron Runner picks it up. Gets it back to Kennedy Cherry. Moving the ball around, goes to the corner. Defense is lightning quick right here by the Millers. Hamilton Heights still working in the front court. Three-point shot. Kennedy Cherry rims off. Wouldn't go. On the rebound there is Reagan Wilson. Reagan Wilson playing somewhat like a boy right now. She's pretty athletic. We're going to back out. Tipped away, stolen by Hadley Cherry. She's going to go the distance. Left-handed layup. Wouldn't go, but she got fouled. So Hadley Cherry going to go to the foul strike. She'll shoot two. Fouls whistled on the Noblesville Lady Millers. Just in the ball game. That's number 10, Brooklyn Grayson. She has one. Team foul, two. Two fouls both ways here in this early ball game. 2:48 left here in the first quarter. 12-3. First shot up. Hadley Cherry rims around. Wouldn't go. She'll get one more. Hadley Cherry shooting, entering the ball game, 50%, 5-for-10. She'll get one more. 2:48 left. She'll dribble. Isaac flies it. Second shot rims off. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Lady Millers. Credit the board, 23. Meredith Kittner, as mentioned, versus Avon. Kittner had 14 boards. I think there were 8 offensive. On the dribble, out top, they're working through the free throw line. 14-footer on the way. Wouldn't go. Shot taken by Kittner. They'll rebound. Get it back to Kittner outside the arc. Three-point shot wouldn't go. Going to be over the back call. During the rebound, it's going to be whistled on 43, CC Quigley. Quigley picks up her first foul, team foul number 3 for the Millers. Lady Huskies bring it in. Cameron Runner into Ella Hickok, back to Cameron. Cameron trying to break the press. Ella trying to break the press. She'll pass it to the front court, Kennedy Cherry. She'll work it back the other direction. It's going to be 6, and it goes out of bounds. Good hands. Defense, once again, pretty tough for the Millers. They're playing good D. That was tipped out by 22, Reagan Wilson. Going to be brought in right in the bucket on the baseline, Lady Millers. Triggering the inbound is going to be Hadley Cherry. Guarding her, 6'2", Quigley. They get the ball in. She'll dribble the paint, kick it back out. Three-point shot on the way. Cameron Runner's shot wouldn't go. 2:04 on the game clock. We're in the first quarter. 12-3 contest. Miller's in front. Going to call a timeout. Shoe came off the foot of Ella Hickok, and she slides it back on without untying it and tying it back. And that's probably why it slipped off. But anyway, 158 left here in the first quarter. substitution in the ball game. We're going to see Cassie Schenkel back in the game, original starter, taking a breather for the Lady Huskies. Is number three, Katie Brown. Crossing the timeline is Reagan Wilson. She'll dish it back to Ava Shoemaker. We're going to see the corner. That's Wilson. Back to Shoemaker out by the press right there. We're going to back around to the corner. Three-point shot. Shoemaker rims out short. Wouldn't go. Rebound. C.C. Quigley gets it back to Reagan Wilson. Step back two is no good. Rebound Lady Miller's. Trying to get it out. It was tipped her. It was tipped and stolen by Ella Hickok. Lady Huskies in the front court. 1:24 on the game clock. To get it back to Cameron Runner. To work at left side. Crossover dribble. It was tipped. They're going to say over the back, and they're going to say it was tipped. They're not going to say it was tipped, and Coach Keegan Cherry is asking another official if he can step in. But he will not, and they're going to go with it over and back. Cameron had to chase it down, and they give the ball back to the Millers. 1:10 left. Millers in the front court. Ball's in the hands of 10, Brooklyn Grayson. Working out top Shoemaker to Quigley. Quigley tried to get a bounce pass down low to Tipner. It was tipped with the foot by Hazard Cherry. Going to give the ball back to the Millers. Going to bring it in front of the Husky bench. Working the ball in, Ava Shoemaker. She'll dribble back out top to Grayson. Going to dribble back in. Grayson outside the arc. Back to Tipner. Tipner's going to drive the paint. Going to get the ball back out top to Shoemaker. Right elbow is going to dribble in. It's Tipner. A lot of friction going on. Not a lot of fouls being called. Outside the arc, three-point shot. Shoemaker wouldn't go. Tipped by Ella Hickok and controlled on the rebound by Cameron Runner. 40 seconds left. First quarter. Going to break the press with a pass. Three-point shot. Right elbow extended is good. And has a carry for three. 12-6 contest. In the front court, 25 seconds left. On the dribble, Shoemaker. Out top to Wilson. Reagan Wilson, back pedal dribble. We're going to get her. It's Cameron Runner. She's going to ask for a screen. She gets one. So we're going to see the corner. We're going to back out. Left elbow extended. Three-point shot is good. Reagan Wilson. Reagan Wilson started this ball game for three-point land, 0-6. He's going to work it back to the corner to the front court. Going to be stolen. Final shot wouldn't be taken. And that's going to complete the first quarter of play. At the end of one, Noblesville Lady Millers 15, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies 6. And we'll mention this game is being brought to you by Jim Dandy Restaurant. Good food, good friends, and good times. At Jim Dandy Restaurant, they strive to please you with each and every visit. Whether it's that first cup of coffee or that first three-point shot, at Jim Dandy Restaurant, they put all of their guests first, no matter which team is leading on the scoreboard. At Kempton in Noblesville, Jim Dandy Restaurant, always looking forward to making each visit feel like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. Remember, good food, good friends, and good times are not far away when a Jim Dandy menu is calling your name. A Jim Dandy Restaurant, Noblesville, and Tipton. So second buzzer sound. Getting ready for second quarter action. And it's going to be inbound by the Lady Huskies. Alternate possession arrow. So, fans sounding marvelous. The Lady Huskies is going to bring it in. It's going to be brought in half court. Hadley Cherry. She'll pass through the backcourt. Ella Hickok. Cross court adjacent pass. Cameron Runner back to Ella. She'll pass through the front court. Kennedy Cherry. They're trying to work it back in. It'll be stolen on the chest pass to the front court. Reagan Wilson for the Millers. 7:45, just begun, second quarter. Varsity competition, girls taking the spotlight on a Friday night. Going to work it in, off the glass, reverse layup. Tipner, looks like Tipner might have got a step in there. They count the bucket, it's 17-6. Out top of the basketball, Center circle. Elliot Hickok back to Cameron. Cameron Roten. Cameron Runner, I should say. They're working outside the arc. 3-point shot wouldn't go that time. Hadley Cherry. Shooers off the foot. Right there. Kennedy Cherry. And they're going to drive the paint. It'll be a block shot. They're going to call a jump ball. Block shot simultaneous. And Kennedy Cherry going to put that shoe on. So block shot of a simultaneous. And the ultimate possession arrow this time going to go to the Millers. 7:07. They put the shoe back on. And the official does notice it. That's good. Going to let her put her shoe back on, and she's going to tie it. A lot of these girls are wearing the low tops. They're all wearing the same color. That's the Huskies. They're wearing the orange and a chartreuse yellow striped Nike. So bring the ball in. Kissy Quigley. She's working down low. Kittner. Kittner's shot wouldn't go in the paint. Rebound, Katie Brown. She'll get it to Cameron Runner. She'll work across court. Adjacent pass to Ella Hickok. She'll work a hard pass the other direction. Kennedy Cherry goes up the shot, no foul called, and maybe a steal. Steal at half court. Cameron Runner should go off the glass. 2-point bucket. 17-8. Lady Millers by 9. 6:35 on the game clock. We're in the second quarter. She's the front court. Double team on Shoemaker. She'll pass out of it to Reagan Wilson. She'll go baseline. She'll take about a 12 or 14 foot jump shot and got it. 22, Reagan Wilson. 5'8" and senior. 6:16 on the game clock. Cameron Runner. She'll pass it to the corner baseline. Hadley Cherry will pick it up. Pass it back out top. Top of the circle. Cameron Runner. She'll dribble in. Left-handed shot. Try to get it off the glass. Might have been blocked for deflection. Looking for a foul. No foul call. We're going to back the other direction. Outside the arc. Reagan Wilson. To the corner. Kate Rollins. 3-point shot. Wouldn't go. Rebound fought for. It'll be the last touch by C.C. Quigley. Goes out of bounds. It'll belong to the Lady Huskies. So Cameron Runner going to bring it in left of the bucket, 84 feet away. Gets it in to Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok going to walk it. She'll get a back adjacent pass and a backboard to Cameron Runner. She'll go to the front court, Hadley Cherry. We'll get it back to Kennedy Cherry. Back to Hadley on the baseline, opposite corner. Back out top, Ella Hickok. Working around Katie Brown, Hadley Cherry, going to get it back out. Going to touch the hands of Cameron Runner. Going to go back the other direction. Off the glass, 2-point bucket. Half-court steal. She goes the distance at 23. Meredith Kittner. Going to be a timeout called by the Lady Huskies. 21-8. 5:21 left here in the second quarter. Lady Miller, 5:13. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you tonight by Hope Jewelers. Hope Jewelers, precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers. They're in downtown Tipton. Next to the Diana Theater, they're located 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. Again, their number is 765-675-9720. That's Hope Jewelers. They're open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. They're open on Saturday, 9:30 to 2. Hope Jewelers in Tipton. 5:21 left here in the second quarter. Ball brought in backcourt. A Cameron Runner back to Ella Hickok. She goes to the opposite corner. 3-point shot. Rims out window. That was Katie Brown. Katie Brown on the season. Shooting 50%, she was 7 for 14 before that shot from 3-point land. 5 minutes left. 21-8. We're going to have top. Tipped away. They're going to call it a tip this time. Going to say that the Millers can go across the 10-second line, pick up that basketball. So they're working outside to Quigley. She's got a triple threat available. She's going to pass it down low to Quigley. right there to 22, Reagan Wilson. She'll pass it outside the arc. Going to be a traveling violation as she sets her feet to shoot the three. That's number three, Allie Hutchinson. She's a 5'9 sophomore. So brought in from side court. Right there by the cheerleaders for Noblesville in the backcourt. We're going to back and forth. This is Ella Hickok, Cameron Runner. She'll pass through the front court. Kennedy Cherry. Going to be a push foul. So they're going to play some high-touch volume here. Going to call some fouls here midway through the second quarter. Taking a breather for Noblesville is going to be C.C. Quigley. In the ballgame, back in the ballgame, quickly is Tipner. They tried the inbound alley-oop pass. Cameron Leonard couldn't get the shot to go. Rebound out of there. It's number 14. Check that out. Yes, three-point shot. Right side. Reagan Wilson, another three-point bomb. 4:08 on the game clock. Passing in the backcourt, breaking the press now on the dribble. It's Cameron Runner. She lost her footing. She's on the surface. It's going to be a foul in the front court. It's going to be whistled on the Noblesville Millers. Miller's going to pick up the second foul when they start over in the first quarter. You didn't know now. The foul situation means that at the quarter, you get to the fifth foul, then you shoot two. The only one foul shot going to happen on a three-point play. That's brand new this year. Long shot, three-point land wouldn't go for Kennedy Cherry. Rebound out of there, picked up by Tipner. There to Tipner to take a 14-footer straight away. Wouldn't go. Rebound Hadley Cherry. So dish it off, Ella Hickok to Cameron Runner. To the front court, Kennedy Cherry. She'll dribble through the lane. Lost the handle. Ball's going to be picked up by Meredith Tipner. And they're going to call foul. They're going to whistle this foul on Kennedy Cherry. Trying to get the ball back. Ball was on the floor. She reaches in and the official blows the whistle. So they're going to whistle this on Kennedy Cherry. She's got one. So Millers have two here in the second quarter. The Huskies have one. Kennedy Cherry going to take a breather. And back in the ball game for the Lady Huskies is number 23, Cassidy Schakel. Cassidy Schakel is a 5'7 senior. She started the ball game. 3:25 on the game clock to the front court. On the dribble, Reagan Wilson works at the Shoemaker. Get it back out to Tipner in the top of the circle. She'll pick up the dribble, get it back to Reagan Wilson, point guard, as they work it back and forth. Shoemaker, they're going to down low to C.C. Quigley. She gets it off the glass. Two-point bucket, good. If she'll get one shot, this is the only time that somebody's going to shoot one at the high school level. It's brand new, even the middle school. Athletic director Dan Smith sent emails out letting them know about the free throw situation for this year. So three-point play is good. That's 43, C.C. Quigley. Quigley entered the ballgame 1-for-2 versus Avon at the stripe. So we're down baseline. Shot on the way, got it. Hadley Cherry, two-point shot, good. Makes it a 27-10 ballgame. 2:46 on the game clock. Out top on the dribble. Shoemaker, she'll pop a three. Short off the mark, rims out, rebound C.C. Quigley. 6'2", sophomore. So we're going back in. Shot with the goal, then let a foul go. That was a foul. Didn't call that one. And Ella Hickok pretty happy they didn't call that foul. She would have three. So they're going to bring the ball in. They're going to say it was last touch. Went out of bounds by the Lady Huskies. Going to be brought in right the bucket on the baseline. 22, Reagan Wilson will inbound the basketball. Open the head of Cameron Runner to get it outside to Shoemaker. Get it into Tipner. Tipner is going to get the ball kicked from the backside out of bounds. Good hands there by Cameron Runner. So the Millers going to bring it in once again. Ride the bucket on the baseline. Going to be brought in by Ava Shoemaker. Looking to get it in. She does, but it's tipped away, stolen by Katie Brown of the Huskies. To get it to Hadley Cherry, back to Ella Hickok. Cross-court pass and works to Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner going to break the press with the dribble. Ball tipped away, picked back up by Katie Brown to Schakel. Jacobs tried to go down low with the pass thrown away, going to be picked up by Shoemaker. They'll go to the corner, left corner baseline. Shot ready to go. That was 24. Kate Rollins. Kate Rollins ended the ball game at Avon. She was 1-for-3 at three-point land. Out top, three-point land. Shot ready to go. Ella Hickok. Rebound, Reagan Wilson. 1:43 on the game clock. We're in the second quarter. 27-10, Lady Millers by 17. Shot from the corner. Shoemaker couldn't get the three. Rebound fought for. Ella Hickok trying to pass it out there from a seated position right into the hands of C.C. Quigley. So the Lady Millers will reset the offense out top. Reagan Wilson. It'll go down low. It's going to go out of bounds. They're going to say it was touched by Schaefer. Schaefer 23 going at, trying to high point the basketball, working there against Kipner 23. So taking a breather, it's going to be Shoemaker. She gets a medium five from Coach Buckley. And they're going to work it right there. Brooklyn Grayson, number 10, back in the ballgame. Tipped away and stolen. Cameron Runner into the hands of Hadley Cherry. Cameron Runner to the front court. Breaks the press. Works it right side behind the arc. Ella Hickok. It's going to be a reach-in foul. They're going to call a reach-in on the Millers as Ella Hickok was going across the lane. And that's going to be foul number 3 in the quarter. So that foul's whistled on 24, Kate Rollins. She has 2. And Ava Shoemaker going to get back in the ballgame. Probably going to enter the ballgame for 24, Kate Rollins. So Kate Rollins going to take a breather. She'll take medium fives all the way down the line. She'll set down. Can be brought in, left of the bucket, Hadley Cherry. Gets it in, Kate Brown. Katie Brown gets it back to Ella Hickok. The cross-court pass right there in the paint, off the glass. Shakel's shot wouldn't go. Shakel going to reach in, going to get a foul called as Shoemaker secured the basketball on the rebound. And that's kind of how it goes sometimes. If you don't make a shot, you want the ball back in a hurry, and sometimes that happens. A reach-in foul is going to be called on Shakel. She has 1. Team foul number 3. Both teams, Millers and Huskies, with 3 fouls, were under a minute. Second quarter. Haven't seen a basket for a little while. 27-10. Lady Millers with the basketball in the front court, leading by 17. 44 seconds left. Out behind the arc on the dribble is Shoemaker, working her well as Kennedy Cherry. They're working back around. They're working down low. C.C. Quigley couldn't get the shot to go, but they're going to whistle a foul on Hadley Cherry. So they're going to put Quigley back at the stripe. Last time she was there for a three-point play, and she got it. Just a sophomore, 6'2". Say what, you can't coach height, and she's got it. And first shot up and good, C.C. Quigley. As mentioned, 1-for-2 versus Avon. She's 2-for-2 here tonight. In my recollection, 33.7 left. Second shot also good, 3-for-3. 29-10. In the backcourt, trying to break the press. Cameron Runner will pass it to the frontcourt. Kennedy Cherry, high dribble, get it back out top. Cameron Runner, 3-point shot good. The Millers bench won that high dribble to be a carry. And it was just a high dribble. Her hand stayed on top. 14 seconds left. Shoemaker behind the arc. Kittner, free throw line. 9 seconds. Reach in. Going to be a steal. Ball's loose. And it's going to be a jump ball. These girls play to win. And that ball went on the floor. It was like a greased pig. And maybe somebody might have lost a contact. Not sure. They're looking at it right here. And I'm not sure here. Some players do lose contact. Actually, it's going to be perspiration. Can you believe it? These girls are perspiring. I don't think they're perspiring much. They're probably about like a Steve Alford. When Steve Alford played, I tell you what, his hair always looked groomed perfectly. And you never saw Steve Alford sweat. He nails the threes. And him and Keith Smart and all them guys won the 87 national title for Coach Bob Knight. Bobby Knight, one of the best there ever was. Yeah, he'll talk a little bit, but Bob Knight was good. God bless his soul. 4.7 seconds left. Might be a little bit of blood. I guess that might be why he's wiping that up. It's just a little drop of blood. Say what, you go to a football game and they bleed all over the place. You go to a basketball game and they stop the game and wipe up the little pinpoint blood. So 4.7 left. 29-13. Lady Miller's by 16. So they got a free timeout. Both teams did. They're going to bring the ball in. Just under 5 seconds could be brought in by Ella Hickok. A little bit into the Huskies court, 28 feet away from the baseline. Going to be brought in Ella Hickok, Cameron Rutter. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Ella Hickok. Cameron Rutter, ball's loose. No shot to be taken. Ball's on the floor. Tipster and Cameron Rutter going after it with the buzzer sounding. So halfway through the ball game, after the second quarter, the Milwaukee Bucks Lady Miller, 29, the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, 13. We'll also mention this game is just partly brought to you by Fritz Auto Sales and Service. That's FritzandFishers.com. Since 1983, great cars, great prices, great customers. 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. One is Fritz and Fishers, 8599 East 116th Street. The second location is Fritz and Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road, Noblesville, Indiana, 46062. You can explore their quality used car inventory at FritzandFishers.com. Also bringing you tonight's ball game is Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals. When you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, that high-quality care is not far away. You can call Indiana Express Rentals. They're at the south end of Noblesville, 1708 South A Street, Noblesville, Indiana. You can simply call them. You can call Dirk at 317-773-4800. Again, Dirk's number is 317-773-4800. They have up to 26 box trucks available, and a truck with a Tommy lift can sure come in handy. That's Indiana Express Rentals. Their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, they're open 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's 50 truck rentals. The name 50 alone takes any possible concern away from the travel. Also, bringing you tonight's ball game is Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage. They have indoor and outdoor storage. They have flex storage. You can protect your investments. Keep them safe. Your boats, RVs, your precious vehicles, etc. You can reserve your space now. You can call 317-774-1500. Again, their number is 317-774-1500. Or you can go online at www.aipsindiana.com. That's aipsindiana.com. That's Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage. They are conveniently located in Arcadia. They're at the corner of Howard Avenue and Olive Street, Arcadia, Indiana, Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage. Also bringing this game to you tonight is Runyon Truck Store. Runyon Truck Store, the place to enhance your ride. Trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Professional art installations are always available for every product they sell. They sell more than 1,000 products right there at Runyon Truck Store. You can visit Runyon Truck Store. They're located at 27 857 Henry Gunn Road. That's in Atlanta, Indiana. Rural address 46031. Or you can check them out on Facebook at Runyon Truck Store, comma, Inc. That's I-N-K. Again, that's Runyon Truck Store, your place to fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. At Runyon, they bleed orange. Also bringing you tonight's ball game is Powers, Septic and Sewer. You can call them at 317-753-8858. Again, their number at Powers, Septic and Sewer is 317-753-8858. They do septic tank cleaning, grease trap cleaning for restaurants, sewer camera, water jetting, septic tank riser installs, pro pump bacteria for septic systems. Remember, you can't go without them. Serving Hamilton County and surrounding counties since the year 2000. Family owned and operated, that Powers Septic and Sewer. They're right there on Highway 19, Noblesville. Okay, well, I mentioned these before. I looked these up just recently. I think it was last night. Class 3A girls basketball high school rankings. These rankings were tabulated Monday the 6th, just a few days ago. Top 18 here on this piece of paper. At number one, they're still the same. That's Indian Creek. They're 2-0. At number two, it's Twin Lake. They bumped up one position from 3-2. They're 2-0. At number three is Norwell. Norwell dropped one position just last week. Number four, they say the same. That's the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. This is class 3A. The Huskies are 3-0. At number five, the Sevenville Memorial. They stayed at number five. At number six, Gibson Southern. Gibson Southern jumped up four places from 10 last week to 6, and they're 0-1. At number 7, Gordon Central. Gordon Central, they were at 7 last week. They're 1-0. Number 8, Jay County. Jay County going to be the opponent tomorrow evening for the Huskies. That'll be at Hamilton Heights. Jay County bumped up one spot in the ranking. They went from 9 to number 8 this week. They're 1 win, no loss. Number 9 this week is West Lafayette. West Lafayette, they dropped 3 places in the ranking from 6 to 9, and they're 2-2. At number 10, Greensburg. Greensburg, they bumped up one spot in the ranking this week. They went from 11 to number 10. They're 2-0. At number 11 is Fairfield. Fairfield dropped 3 spots in the rankings since last week. They went from 8 to number 11, but they're 3-0. At number 12, Benton Central. Benton Central, they bumped up 3 spots from last week. They've yet to play a ball game, but they went from 15 to number 12 this week. At number 13, it's Rensselaer Central. Rensselaer Central bumped up 4 spots into rankings last week at 17. Now they're at 13. They're 3-0. At number 14, it's Belmont. Belmont, they dropped 2 places since last week. They went from 12 to 14, and they get to play a ball game. At number 15, Mishawaka Marion. They bumped up 1 since last week. They went from 16 last week to 15 this week, and they're 0-3. At number 16, the Western Lake Panthers. They bumped up 2 spots from last week. They were 18, and now they're 16 in the rankings. They're 1-0. At number 17, the Northwestern Lady Tigers. They dropped 4 spots in the rankings. Last week they were at 13. By now they're at number 17. They're 0-3. And also at number 17, Scottsburg. Scott Berg, they were defeated first game by Jimmy Sterling. Scott Berg dropped three spots in the rankings. They went from 14 to number 17. Scott Berg, 2-1. Of all those rankings, there are still seven Hoosier Conference teams in the top 18. We'll talk a little bit about the Class 4A girls basketball rankings, also tabulated Monday the 6th. Here's the top 18. At number 1, they were number 1 last week. That's the Noblesville Lady Millers. They're 1-0. At number 2, at Campbellton Southeastern, 2-0. Number 3, Bedford North Lawrence, 2-0. Number 4, Fort Wayne Snyder, 3-0. Number 5, Center Grove, 2-0. Number 6, South Bend Washington, 2-1. 7 is Lawrence Central, 1-0. Number 8 is Homestead, 1-0. Number 9 is Columbia City, 2-0. And we'll pick this up at number 10 here in a little bit. There are two teams tied at number 10. So the buzzer's going to sound. And they're going to have basketball here, second half. 29-13, Lady Miller's in front. They'll have a possession on the alternate possession arrow. They'll cross the timeline with the basketball. It's 22, Reagan Wilson. Moving the ball around the perimeter. Out top, we're back to Ava Shoemaker. Back to Reagan Wilson. Top of the circle, they go to the corner with it. Touches the hands briefly. Kate Rollins back to Shoemaker, being guarded there by Ella Hickok. To the corner, Rollins back to Shoemaker. Without a pass, or without a dribble, I should say. She'll pass it left behind the arc. Reagan Wilson. And Cameron Runner draws the assignment to guard Wilson. They get it to the free throw line. 2-point shot good. D.C. Quigley from 15 feet straight away. 7-17. Third quarter. Hamilton Heights in the front court. Ella Hickok. Pass it left side behind the arc. Katie Brown back to Cameron. Cameron on the dribble. We're going to get her. It's Tipner. High pass from Cameron. Trying to get it to Ella Hickok. She apologizes. High pass goes out of bounds. Ella Hickok, she definitely can dribble. She's 5'6". Cameron Runner, the tallest girl on the Huskies team at 5'10". And Cece Quigley, 6'2" for the Millers. So 6:54 on the game clock. Front court, Ava Shoemaker to Rollins. Gets Cece Quigley inside out. Out top now to Reagan Wilson. Reagan Wilson evidently going to draw a foul from Cameron Runner. They blow the whistle. And Cameron Runner picks up the foul in the front court. Reagan Wilson hits the deck. Cameron Runner reaches down, picks her back up. It's all about sportsmanship. Going to be brought in, ride the bucket on the baseline. Brings it in, 24, Kate Rollins. Out top, 3-point shot, good. Couple of steps behind the arc. Reagan Wilson. Reagan Wilson, you could never know versus Ava, Avon, that she was 0-for-6 from 3-point land. He stole it in the front court, picked up there by Rollins, so get it back to Reagan Wilson in the front court, on the dribble, outside the paint, Tipner, get it back to Quigley, she'll go back underneath the bucket to get to Tipner, and Tipner tries to get a shot away, and she hits the deck, and she'll shoot two. So, Tipner, that's Meredith Tipner. She was a high point totaler versus Avon with 19. Left foul whistled on Ella Hickok. She had 3. First shot rims off, wouldn't go. 6:15 left. We're in the third quarter. 34-13. Lady Millers in front. Second shot up and rims off 2. Rebound. Shoemaker, she'll go back up on the glass, wouldn't get it. Tipner got her board, went back up, couldn't get it. They're going to reach in, they're going to call a jump ball. So they're going to call a jump ball there. I tell you what, they're pretty generous with them not calling a lot of fouls in this ball game. So the alternate possession arrow gives it back to the Lady Huskies. Ella Hickok brings it in, Katie Brown back to Ella. She'll dribble across the timeline. They'll go to the corner with it, Hadley Sharon. She'll get back to Ella. Outside the arc, Cameron Runner picked up there by Tipner and Shoemaker. She'll dribble away from them. To the corner, Ella Hickok for 3. Got it. Ella Hickok, 3-point bucket. They did a 34-16 contest to the front court. Kate Rollins, Shoemaker, works it down low. Kittner, back to Kate Rollins. She'll take a three. It'll rim out. Rebound secured by Hadley Sherry. She'll pick it up in the backcourt. Cross-court pass. Ella Hickok. She'll pass to the front court. Cameron Runner. She'll nail a three in front of the Husky bench. So Cameron Runner for three. Cuts into the lead. Cuts it to 15 at 34-19. Let's get the ball away from the backside. Ella Hickok finally coming up to the basketball there with Kittner. They pass to the other side. Reagan Wilson couldn't get her first shot. Got her own rebound there in the paint. Couldn't get that one. Rebound out of there. Picked up by Hadley Sherry. Falls into front court. Cameron Runner. Back pedal dribble out top. Ella Hickok back to Cameron. Cameron going to drive baseline. She'll work a right side elbow right side. Hadley Sherry gets it back to Ella Hickok. Back to Hadley. Well behind the arc. She'll go to the corner with it. 3-point shot on the way. Rims off short. Cameron Runner. Shot going to go. Rebound. Meredith Kittner for the Millers. 4:30 left here in the third quarter. Going to work it back out top. Going to slow it up just a bit. That's 22, Reagan Wilson. Reagan Wilson on the dribble. Out top. She's going to ask for a screen. Kate Rollins. She's going to get the ball out top of the circle. They're moving around the perimeter. Shoemaker, they'll work it down low to C.C. Quigley. Ball's going to be tipped out of bounds. Good hands by Ella Hickok. A lot of folks wait for the points right here by the officials. They'll bring it in, ride the bucket. Near the bucket on the baseline right there to Reagan Wilson. She gets into Meredith Kittner. They're going to call a foul. Looks like she might have not earned that step she took. But they're going to whistle fouls. Going to be called on 24, Hadley Sherry. Hadley Sherry has two. Lady Huskies have three fouls here in the third quarter. 4:08 left. First shot. Kittner is good. Nothing but net. Meredith Kittner, she's a 5'10 junior. And as mentioned, she got 14 boards versus Avon. Second shot also good. 36-19. Ball brought in. Cameron Runner on the dribble. She'll get it back to Ella Hickok. Back to Katie Brown. They're trying to break the press, and they do, to the corner. 2-point shot in the air. Got it. Hadley Cherry just in front of the 3-point strike from the left corner baseline. 36-21. Back to a 15-point advantage for the Lady Millers. Out top, Shoemaker. Works at left side. Reagan Wilson for three. Left elbow extended. Wilson for three once again. Be curious to see her stats after the ball game. 3:30 left here in the third quarter. 39-21 from the corner. They're going to whistle a foul. Shot taken by Hadley Cherry. Right corner. They're going to whistle a foul. It's going to be an offensive foul. It's going to be on 23, Cassidy Schakel. Off the ball. She may have been setting a screen, moving screen. They give the ball back to the Millers. 3:20 on the game clock. Crossing the timeline, Reagan Wilson. She'll work it left side. She'll pass it left. 3-point shot in the air. Ava Shoemaker, good. Left elbow extended. 3-point shot, good. 42-21. 21-point advantage for the Millers. They'll bounce it back out top into front court. It'll be a blocking foul. Cameron Runner trying to get by and trying to set up to draw the charge was Meredith Kittner. Kittner thought she was set. The official thought different. Fouls whistled on Kittner. She has one in the ball game. That's the first foul here in the third quarter on the Millers. Ball brought in Ella Hickok. Katie Brown back to Ella. She'll work it down low. Cassie Schenkel to the corner. Hadley Cherry. We're going to back out. Cameron Runner, she'll dribble the lane. She'll go around off the glass. It'll bounce around and fall in. Cameron Runner for two. 42-23. Kittner in the front court on the dribble. Going to pass it to the corner. Kate Rollins. Works it back to the other side. Right elbow extended. 3-point shot good. Ava Shoemaker. 45-23. Timeout. Lady Millers. 2:26 left here in the third quarter. We'll go ahead and finish this up. Class 4A Class 4A at number 10. He's inside at Florence North, 0-1 in Brownsburg, 2-1. Number 11 is Lake Central, 1-1. Number 12 is Fisher, 2-1. Number 13, Jennings County. Jennings County 4A school, 2-1. Two teams tied at 14. Zionsville, 2-1. Silver Creek, 1-0. Number 16 is Franklin. Franklin, they're 2-1. And at number 17 is Penn. Penn, 1-0. If you do thank you for tuning in as you listen to the Noblesville Miller Pet Band. Ball going to be brought in from the backcourt. Lady Husky, Della Hickok, Katie Brown back to Ella. Now back to Katie. She'll pass to the front court, Hadley Cherry. That's into the corner in the Huskies, by the Huskies bench. We're going to back in. Ella Hickok. Cameron Runner. Ella's going to try a three. Shot rims off. Wouldn't go, fighting for the board with Ella. Going to call a traveling violation. You know, whistle this on Reagan Wilson. Might have been a little bit of a bump there. Ella Hickok and Cameron Runner might have bumped her off her spot. They call a traveling violation. Think first time that guy's blown his whistle. Going to work it in. They'll go off the glass and be a block shot, but a foul from behind. Meredith Kipner is going to put Cameron Runner at the free throw line. She'll shoot two. So Meredith Kipner has two in the ballgame. That's the second on the Millers here in the third quarter. Free throw line. Cameron Runner, first shot up and good. Cameron Runner on the season, now 22 for 23 from the stripe. Back in the ballgame, Kennedy Cherry for the Huskies. Taking a breather, Cassidy Schakel. Cameron Runner entered this game at 95%. She gets the second one, and she's higher than that now. I'll need a calculator. 2:04 on the game clock. 45-25. Lady Huskies trail by 20. In the front court with the basketball. On the dribble, that's Meredith Kipner. She'll bounce it down low. C.C. Quigley goes up for the shot. They're going to whistle a foul. And Hadley Cherry's going to pick up the foul. She wanted a jump ball out of it. She wanted a simultaneous possession. The official says no. They call a foul. So Hadley has three. C.C. Quigley at the stripe. First one's good. She's not missed a free throw yet tonight. Probably shot five. Back in the ballgame for the Noblesville Lady Millers, number 10 is Brooklyn Grayson, 5'5 junior. Second shot for Quigley is good. 1:50 left here in the third quarter, 47-25. Lady Millers in front. We're going to see the front court on the base softball pass. Hadley Cherry, cross-court pass, the other corner, Cameron Runner. Get it back to Ella Hickok. Put it back in the hands of Katie Brown, and it's going to be tipped out of bounds defensively by Ava Shoemaker. Lady Husky's going to bring it back in the front court. 28-foot mark right there in front of the press box. It's called the press box, and it's the score box. Scoreboard, anyway. To the corner, Cameron Runner. She'll bounce it back out. Hadley Cherry back to Cameron, back to Hadley. Well out top being guarded there by Meredith Kipner. Now Shoemaker. Double team. They go to the corner with it. Cameron Runner. A little bit of a bump there. No foul called. We're going back to Kennedy Cherry. 1:10 left here in the third quarter. Moving the ball around, Lady Huskies. Ball's going to go out of bounds. They're going to call it off the hands of Cameron Runner. A little bit of rough defense there by Shoemaker. No foul call. Cameron definitely pushed it out of bounds, but I think the foul occurred prior to. Inside a minute, 58 seconds, ball's in the front court, Lady Millers. To the corner, on the dribble is Reagan Wilson. So working around the perimeter, working left side to Shoemaker. So working down low to Kipner. Outside the arc, three-point shot, good. Reagan Wilson for three, 50-25, 38 seconds left. Ball being brought up from the backcourt, Katie Brown, Ella Hickok. To the front court, Cameron Runner from the Husky bench. Going to be a push. They're going to whistle a foul. Not much of a foul there, but they call the foul. Think they got a reached their quota on whistles blown. 26.3 can be brought in front of the Husky bench. Then Smallman stepped back out of the way. And then one official might want some, not sure. They're going to take a breather. And then they're going to sit down. They're going to wipe up once again. One of the officials noticed maybe a drop of blood. And then while he does that, we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Real Estate. She works for Century 21 Chief Company. She's a real estate agent and a real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20 plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa lift and or let Lisa look for your next residential or corporate relocation. You can reach her at 317-513-4086. Ball brought in, moved around to the right corner baseline, tipped out of bounds by the Lady Millers. Lady Huskies will bring the ball back in. 24.7 left. Can be brought in by Hadley Cherry. She'll work to bring it in. She'll pass it behind the arc. Kennedy Cherry back to Hadley. She'll go the corner with it. Katie Brown back to Hadley Cherry. She'll move it back around to Katie. Right corner baseline. Cherry gets the basketball again. 12 seconds left. They'll get it to Cameron. 3-point shot good in front of the Husky bench. A couple of steps behind the arc. 50-28. 2 seconds. The Lady Mills will take a shot at half court. Off the rim. Wouldn't go. That was Reagan Wilson. And at the end of three quarters of play, Lady Millers, 50. Lady Huskies, 28. We'll go ahead and finish this up. Let Lisa lift or let Lisa look for your next residential or corporate relocation. You can contact Lisa Stokes Bear by sending a phone or by text message, 317-513-4086. Her number is 317-513-4086. It's simple. When you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience and knowledge. Rely on Lisa Stokes Bear. History 21, 317-513-4086. So there's the first buzzer. 60-second timeout between quarters. So they put 8 minutes on the clock. Fourth quarter. Second buzzer. Alternate possession arrow. Going to give the ball back to the Lady Miller. It's going to be inbound by Ava Shoemaker. Slightly to the backcourt to Reagan Wilson. Reagan Wilson going to cross the timeline. Right side with the basketball being guarded there by Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok guarding the basketball. T.G. Quigley to work it down low. Defense wasn't there. Tipner couldn't get an automatic shot right there. It was a no-brainer. Goes over the backboard, just a backboard and off the rim to the corner. 3-point shot. Katie Brown for the Huskies. Rebound. Meredith Tipner for the Millers. Crossing the sideline on the dribble. Ava Shoemaker. She'll dribble out top. She'll work it back around. Dribbling or working against her defensively. Kennedy Cherry. They'll work it right side to Grayson. That's Brooklyn Grayson. Elbow right side, 2-point shot wouldn't go. Reagan Wilson, sometimes you shoot better at a further shot than a close shot, and proven right there by Reagan Wilson. Going to go to the corner with it. Katie Brown, back out top, to reset the offense. Ella Hickok, go to the opposite corner, and bring the ball back out. The elbow right side, back to Katie Brown. 3-point shot in the air. Cameron Runner. Right elbow extended. 3-point shot. Couple of steps behind the arc. Cuts the lead to 19. 50-31. 6:44 left in the fourth quarter. Ball's in the front court. Ava Shoemaker. Works to the left side. She's quickly back out top. Reagan Wilson for three. Short off the rim. Where'd he go? Short carom. Goes out of bounds. Going to belong to the Huskies. Second back in the lineup is 24. Kate Rollins. Kate Rollins going to give Brooklyn Grayson a breather. to be brought into the backcourt. Cameron Runner, Ella Hickok. Hickok on the dribble. So we'll get Jason in the backcourt with Katie Brown back to Ella. To the front court, Cameron Runner. She'll drive baseline. She'll pass it down low. Kennedy Cherry up for the shot. Got it blocked by Reagan Wilson. Back the other direction, Kipner. Behind the arc, might have got away with a travel there. They didn't call a travel. It was a late call. Late call, but they called it. About a second late there. How you doing, Mr. Stewart? So they're going to bring the ball in from the side court. Brought in by Ella Hickok. 6:12 on the game clock. Bounce pass in the back court. Katie Brown back to Ella. Ella's going to pass to the front court. Cameron Leonard open for three. She'll let it go. Short off the rim. Going to go fight for the board. Kenny Sherry. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to give it to the Huskies. They say it was last touched by Meredith Kipner. So 5:59 left. We're in the fourth quarter. 50-31. Lady Huskies going to bring it in on the baseline. Near the corner. Katie Brown tosses it in. Cameron Runner. Cameron going to dribble up. Working against her. It's 6'2 versus 5'10. They go to the corner. Hadley Cherry. Hadley Cherry on the dribble. She'll work it out front. They're going to draw a foul. They're going to whistle a foul on Noblesville. It's going to be on Meredith Kipner. Meredith Kipner going to pick up her third. I believe she got all of those in the second half. So it'll be brought in by Hadley Cherry. To the corner. Cameron Runner back to Hadley. Hadley going to try to pass out. She's got the triple threat. She'll dribble. Out top now, Katie Brown, guarded by Kipner. They go to the opposite corner near the baseline. Cameron Runner gets the ball back from Hadley. She'll dribble in. It'll be a reach-in foul. Reach in by Kipner. She's going to pick up a quick foul. She has four. Four in the ball game. See what Coach Donna Buckley wants to do here. She's got a free throw to think about it. But she'll think it over. At the free throw line is Cameron Runner. She just driving the paint. And right here, Kipner reach in. Might have got some ball, but they called a foul. And Cameron Runner got the first one. She'll fly the second one. And she still only missed one shot this season. And she's probably shot 26 or 28. So to the front court, Reagan Wilson. Shoemaker in the corner, double team. That was Katie Brown and Ella. Shoemaker dribbled once, picked up her dribble right there in the corner. That's a no-no. I'm not a big-time basketball aficionado, but I know that much. That's a no-no. We're going to call timeout. 5:17 left. Be a full 60-second timeout. 50-33. Lady Miller's in front. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, Carquette Auto Parts. They're located at the 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. There is a south edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza. They're not far away from McDonald's, opposite side of the road. We'll mention Dean's Auto Parts. They are team members at Carquette Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure you get the right part the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, their number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. So Lady Miller is going to inbound the basketball. It's going to be brought in the front court, brought in by Shoemaker to Reagan Wilson, picked up there by Kennedy Cherry. She'll work it left side behind the arc. Katie Rollins. Katie Rollins gets the ball back from Kipner. She double dribbled there. She brought that dribble up and won the pass and dribbled one more time. Sometimes you don't even realize you did that. Because she didn't realize it, but those who were in attendance paying attention saw it. So 5:03 on the game clock. 50-33 in the front court, Lady Husky. Back middle dribble out top, Ella Hickok. Hickok behind the arc. She's going to pass it back out, Hadley Cherry for three. Rims out, wouldn't go. Rebound out there, picked up by Meredith Tipner, crossing the timeline. On the dribble, should pass it back out. To work by elbow, right side, Ava Shoemaker, shot wouldn't go. Fight for the board, CeCe Quigley and Cameron Runner, they lock it up. And they're going to give the ball back to Hamilton Heights on the alternate possession arrow. So that was good basketball, I guess. Looks like Quigley, if she was holding the basketball, she was traveling. So 4:34 on the game clock, 50-33. In the front court with the basketball, Ella Hickok. So bring it back out, reset the offense, pick up a screen from Cameron, and then back to Ella. She's going to work the basketball. We're going to get her at CeCe Quigley. That's 5'8 versus 6'2. So we're working back to the corner. Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok, I should say 5'6. So 6-inch difference. We're going to work back baseline. Cameron Runner, we're going to call her. You see what they're going to call here. They're going to whistle a foul on Noblesville. It's going to be on 24, Kate Rollins. Kate Rollins has three. And team foul number three on the Millers during the fourth quarter. Heights yet to commit a foul in the fourth quarter. He'll be brought in right in the bucket on the baseline, having Cherry. Gets it back out. Cameron Runner, she'll shoot a three in front of Coach Keegan Cherry. It's good. Cameron Runner for three. 14-point lead for the Lady Millers. 3:50 left. We're in the fourth quarter. We're to the left corner baseline. We're going to ball around Kate Rollins. Back to Ava Shoemaker. Out top, we're going to basketball. We're going to go to Quigley. Out top near the center circle. Triple threat. She'll dribble. That's Reagan Wilson. She'll work to the corner and get the ball in the hands of Quigley. Back out to Kate Rollins. Straight away, Shoemaker picks up the dribble. Goes to the corner with it. Reagan Wilson. Three-point shot, Shoemaker, rims out, would go, rebound, 23, Tipner. Tipner for the Millers, clears the board. She's lost her dribble, and Coach Donna Buckley going to bail her out in the corner with a timeout. So 50-36, 14-point ball game. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by AGM Auto. LLC, that's west of Arcadia. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. AGM Auto can be that good mechanic you're looking for. At AGM Auto, they do everything under the hood, along with your new tires, complete engine tune-up, and your recent oil changes to extend the longevity of your automobile. AGM Auto, they welcome you. Same quality work, same smiling faces. They're open daily, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And they're just west of Arcadia at 6660 East 266th Street. Ball's going to be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. Ava Shoemaker gets it in to Tipner. Meredith Tipner going to be fouled. She was on her way up. So they're going to whistle a foul on the Huskies. It's going to be the first foul here in the fourth quarter on the Lady Huskies. It's going to be whistled on 25, Kennedy Cherry. 3:14 left and be brought in, left of the bucket on the baseline by the Millers. 13, Ava Shoemaker. She gets it into Tipner. Tipner on the dribble. They're going to call a reach-in foul. That'll be the second foul here in the fourth quarter on the Huskies. They're going to whistle this foul on number 10. Cameron Runner, she has two in the ballgame. 3:11 left here in the fourth. They're going to bring his towel back out. And while he's doing that, we'll mention AGM Auto. They are located just west of Arcadia, 6660 East 266th Street. And AGM Auto, they also restore classic cars and trucks. You can call them at 317-984. 5-2-8-3. They bring the ball in right of the bucket. Reagan Wilson gets it to Tipner. Wilson, turnaround jumper, free throw line, about a 16-footer. Wouldn't go. Rebound fought for. Finally coming up the basketball. It's going to be a jump ball. And that ball goes on the floor. Most likely in a girls' game, it's going to be a jump ball. A boys' game, I won't say the same. And boys find that basketball and they get back up with it. So 2:58 left. here in the fourth quarter, 50-36. Ball brought in by the Millers. Into Kate Rollins. We're going around the perimeter. The turnaround jumper, Tipner. Get it back, right elbow, shot good. Ava Shoemaker, two-point bucket, good. 2:46 on the game clock. 52-36. In the front court, stationary dribble, should say, extra dribble right around the outside, the corner. Going to be a timeout call. Ball goes into the hands of Cameron Runner. Going to be a full 60-second timeout called by the Millers. I take that back, called by the Huskies. And we'll also mention AGM Auto. Their phone number, 317-984-5283. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can find them on Facebook at AGM Auto, LLC. So they're working it right there. Fan making a joyful noise. And Hamilton Heights and Bellsville get the ball trip, State Road 19. I don't know, maybe about 10 miles or so. But County, Hamilton County, and the Lady Millers going to utilize that to get time out. Because though they get caught, that's the way it goes. So, got a mission. This band is rocking the house. They only showed up for the varsity game. Got a lot of pink t-shirts on. Month of October celebrated, but we're in November. On the dribble, Ella Hickok, back middle dribble to the corner. We're going to get her, CJ Quigley. CC Quigley, I should say. Outside arc again, Ella Hickok in front of the Husky bench. Straight away, getting the ball back to Hadley. Three-point shot. Rims off, way to go. That was Ella Hickok. Rebound out of there. Meredith Kipner. She get it back to the point guard. Reagan Wilson. She'll stand in the center circle. She'll dribble right. Working ball back around. CC Quigley from the corner gets it back out to Kate Rollins. She'll dribble once, pick it back up. Gonna lose the effort there, I should say. Trying to get the steal with Ella Hickok. And she bumps in. So Reagan Wilson, it's going to be a foul. There's a lot of momentum right there. And Ella Hickok going to pick up her fourth foul in the ballgame. Coach Keegan Cherry going to leave her in. 1:54 on the game clock. Crossing the timeline, Reagan Wilson. Works it right side behind the arc, CC Quigley. With a call traveling violation. She was had defense in her face. Sophomore 6'10". Couldn't quite keep from going backwards and moving the foot. So they give the ball back to the Lady Huskies. 52-36. Lady Millers in front. Would pop a shot. Ella Hickok. Left elbow with Kennedy. Wouldn't get it. Kennedy Cherry tracks down the board. Gets it to Katie Brown. Back to Ella. They go to the corner. Hadley Cherry. Back to Ella. Picking her up quickly. It's Meredith Kipner. They'll go to the corner. They're going to drive baseline to bring back out. It's C.C. Quigley. Cuts her off at the baseline. We're going to back in. Ella Hickok. She's trying to go to the corner with it. It's going to be tipped and stolen by Reagan Wilson. They go the distance. Tipner might have got away to travel. We're going to call fifth in the air, foul, and we're going to have a wholesale substitution for the Lady Millers. If you didn't know what wholesale substitution means, that means Coach Buckley is going to put five brand-new players in the ballgame for the five on the floor. Meredith Kipner at the stripe again. First shot, rims off, wouldn't go. So four of the subs are going to check in. There's going to be one more shot for Kipner. In the ballgame is 10, Brooklyn Grayson. 33, Brinkley Cooper. She's a 5'8 junior. Kipner at the stripe. If she gets this one, she makes this one. They'll call time. And I've got to mention Cassie Schaefer back in the ballgame for the Lady Huskies. Taking a breather. It's Kennedy Cherry. 1:10 left. Next shot in the air. Good. So Meredith Kipner will set down. Also in the ballgame is 34, Bree Gray, 5'8 junior. Number 11 is Devin Johnson, 5'7 sophomore. She shot two times versus the Avon game from two-point land. Didn't get one. So the ball's in the front court. Lady Huskies have the cherry. So dribble, entry, little baseline, power layup. Hadley Cherry for two. Timeout, Lady Huskies. Also in the ball, we mentioned 33. And he'll be standing 30 seconds. Timeout. And somebody wants to text me at 317-946-2424. I'd be curious to know the Sheridan Blackhawks football game score. Again, my number is 317-946-2424. Curious to know the Sheridan Blackhawks North Decatur Chargers football score. So that's 30 second timeout complete. 54.6 seconds left. 53-38, 15-point advantage for the Lady Millers. So both teams on the floor. Step it up right there. Official going to let her know she can roam the baseline after a made basket. 34, Bree Gray is going to inbound the basketball for the Millers. Looking to get it in. Looking to get it in. Had to call a timeout. Couldn't get it in. Lady Huskies providing defense. Kennedy Cherry, Ella Hickok, and Cameron Rutter. Will be a 30-second timeout. And the other Hamilton County football game happening tonight is Hamilton Southeastern at Westfield. Westfield got the win over Hamilton Southeastern in the regular season, 30-28. And Hamilton Heights, what a season. Hamilton Heights, they what? They started out gangbusters. They fell one game. Bishop Chittard had been number one pretty much all season long. And Hamilton Heights at number seven in Class 3A. So he brought in, gets the ball in, gets it into Reagan Wilson. So they're going to whistle a foul. It's going to be the fourth foul, I think so. Fourth foul here in the quarter. So Reagan Wilson going to walk the distance. That's number five, evidently. On the fifth foul, it's a brand new rule put in this year, middle school and high school, state of Indiana. They go with five fouls per quarter. On the fifth foul, the shooting foul, you get two shots. The only time you're going to shoot one shot is to finish up a three-point play. First shot, nothing to net. Reagan Wilson back in the ballgame. 23, Cassie Schaefer. Taking a breather for the Huskies is 25, Kennedy Cherry. Second shot for Wilson is also good. So she's going to step out of the ballgame. I think Donna Buckley had her in there for a distinct reason. Maybe it's scoring. I think what she has put the ball in the hoop tonight. So we go to the corner with it. Katie Brown. Cameron Runner, the way around the perimeter. Hadley Cherry back to Ella. Now Cameron, she'll pop a three. Rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound out of there. Number three, that's Allie Hutchinson. She's a 5'9 sophomore. She shot a three-point shot in the Avon game. She shot a two-point shot. She's looking for her first make on the season. Stolen in the backcourt, picked up by Cameron Runner. She'll go to the corner with it. 18 seconds left. You get it back to Cameron Runner. Picking her up is number 11, Devin Johnson. Inside out play, three-point shot, Katie Brown. Wouldn't go. They're going to call a jump ball. Ball comes down into the hands of Brooklyn Grayson. Cameron Runner and Ella Hickok reach in there, tie the ball up. Belongs to the Lady Huskies. 55-38. Brought in the paint there. 3 points. They tried the alley-oop. Wouldn't go. Pass it back out of there. Last shot of the ball game right here. Cameron Runner. Wouldn't go. So, Game is complete. 32 minutes gone by. Final score. Noblesville, Lady Millard, 55. Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies, 38. Again, we'll remind you, the Lady Millard will be in action tomorrow. It'll be a 7:30 prime time ball game. The Lady Millers will travel to Lawrence North tomorrow on the 11th. And the Lady Huskies, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, will be home tomorrow evening, the 11th of November. It'll be Jay County Lady Patriots at the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. A year ago, Hamilton Heights Huskies went to Jay County, got them in overtime, and the Lady Huskies came out of there with the win, 45-44. We thank my wife back home for sound check. We thank you for listening. And I will mention, till tomorrow night, 7:30, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.